and a comb up your sleeve, just in case. And all that extra gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Joking, right? Oh, oh, you think it's something special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. Oh, oh, oh. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Don't impress me much. Okay, so what do you think? You're Elvis or something? Whatever. That don't impress me.
Just radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Billy. Silence is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widdrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Good morning. You are listening to The Breakfast Show here on Phoenix FM. The time now is just after 8:15. Sorry I missed the weather and the news at the top of the hour this morning. I was waiting for an Uber and they kept cancelling on me. I've not had my car for 8 months in the mechanics, can you believe? So I'm having to rely on Ubers and I was a little late this morning. So my apologies, but I'm here now and going to be giving you a travel update at 8:25, letting you know what's in the local area coming up as well, and there will be weather and news at the top of the hour at 9, which I'll be here for, and lots of great new music, not just new music, sorry, just great music. It's not all new music here, lots of old school stuff actually in the bag this morning. The next one coming up is Lip Sync with Funky Town.
Talk about it.
That is the unmistakable Michael Jackson with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Hope I've woken you up this morning. I know it's meant to be an easy start to the morning, but you know what? I like to just wake up. I don't want to be feeling all tired for the entire morning. I want to be like, yep, yeah, right, let's go. The day has started, the day has begun, and that's kind of given me that feeling. Yeah, I'm going to give you a quick travel update now because it's 25 past.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So, the A12 southbound. We're looking at road repairs currently active. Expect disruptions until 11 p.m. on the 29th of Feb. See, it's 29th of Feb, isn't it? We've got a leap year. The M25 clockwise between junctions 26 Wolverham Abbey and 27 Stansted. Lane 1 will be closed. Road repairs are planned from 10 p.m. tonight on the... from 10 p.m. on 25th of Feb. It goes on till... The it says 26th of Feb. Hold on a minute. Yeah. Oh, I don't know what day it is today. Sorry. There will be one of four lanes closed. The M25 anti-clockwise at junction 1A Erith, lanes 3 and 4 will be closed. Roadworks are planned. That's from 10 p.m. tonight also until 5 a.m. this morning. The M25 anti-clockwise between junctions 1A Erith and junction 31 Thurrock. Roadworks are planned from 10 p.m. tonight till 5 a.m. in the morning. All lanes will be closed. That is about all, I think. Hold on, let me double check, because there's lots of things here, but some of them are cleared, you see. So I don't want to read you the ones that are cleared, because you don't no longer need to worry about those. Yeah, that's all good. They're all upcoming, not to worry about today. And of course, I'm going to have to deal with this when I leave here, because I'm on the way to London after this. There are no trains locally today. It's all that rail replacement bus service. But I think this is the last week. Hopefully next weekend it should be back to normal. So I'm going to carry on with some more music now for you. Next one up, Earth, Wind & Fire with Boogie Wonderland.
to keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
Michael Jackson with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. And now I'm going to give you a bit of an events guide. What's going on in the local area?
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So every Monday we have the Phoenix FM open mic night down at the Essex Arms, hosted by our very own Kev, from 8 till 10. Kev's on next at 10 till 12. All tracks are recorded, a selection played on this morning's show from 10 a.m. You can find more details on the Facebook group as well. Friday 1st of March, there's a comedy night down at Billericay Town Football Club at the New Lodge, Bluntswall, Billericay. Performances from Mike McLean, James Ellis and Prakash Jirjaran, hosted by Mad Addington. Showtime's 8. Tickets are £15. More details can be found at Eventbrite. Tuesday the 5th of March. Can you believe we're in March already next week? It's gone so quick. Hutton U3A open morning at Bishop's Hill Adult Community College at Raleigh Road, Brentwood. Hutton University of the Third Age are holding an open day for those no longer in full-time employment to make friends and use your brain, have fun with over 40 interest groups, theatre trips and visits to places of interest. It's free and on an open morning is 9:30 to 12:30. More details there can be found on the Hutton u3a.org.uk website. There's also free men's health checks. Guys, listen up. It's 7th of March, Blackshots Leisure Centre, Blackshots Lane in Grays, organised by men's health charity CHAPS. Walk-in clinic for skin cancer screening, appointment required for heart disease and prostate cancer screening. There's a £10 booking fee for the prostate cancer test only. That's from 2 till 6, free parking. More details can be found at chaps.uk.com. That's a really good one because, guys, unless you've got a wife who's constantly on your case to check out your health, you can sometimes kind of let it slip. So I'm going to be sharing that with all the men that I know as well. Saturday, 16th of March, Fours Requiem and Ratters Gloria, Emmanuel Church, Langdon Road, Billericay. More details can be found at billericaychoral.co.uk. And that's all for the events coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, so more music coming up now. One of my songs started playing accidentally while I was... I want to play it again. Let me see if I can do that. I'm going to mess it all up now. Ah, bugger. I want to play that song. Wait, let me see if I can find it again, because that was the one I wanted. I don't want it gone missing into the junk file. And Kev will tell me off if I do what I used to do, which was drag them about in this section here. So let me see. Ah, we go. Right, now can I get it back in... Oh, hold on. Yes, I've done it right. I've not messed it up. Kev will be pleasing me. So next one is Chic with Le Freak.
Surely can be done. Young and old,
Right, if you weren't awake before, I'm sure you must be now, surely. As I say, I know the website promises a mellow start to your Sunday morning, but I didn't fancy that this morning. I fancied a bit more of a lively start because, as you might be here, I'm feeling a bit rough. Got a bit of a cold or whatever else coming down with at the moment, probably because I was out 2 days in a row with my daughter. I was half term, and of course I was like, got to do something, right? Can't just sit in the house for a whole week while she's on a Nintendo, which I got for Christmas. And you know, I did think carefully about getting this Nintendo because she does, you know, she's very smart and she's just turned 7, and I was like, is it a bit too young? But she's really good at it. Like, every single game that she plays, she comes first place. She's super smart. She picks things up very quickly. Not like her mum, which takes me forever to get to pick things up, honestly. So, yeah, she's... And my four-year-old daughter's with it. Because I actually saw an advert on the telly where it was, like, two sisters where, you know, one was feeling a little bit kind of left out and the other one didn't really want to play with her anymore. And this was a way of them kind of bonding again, because you can, you know, obviously have the two players. So that was actually my thought behind it. I was like, oh, actually, it'll be nice that instead of them fighting over, like, the iPad that, you know, who's holding it, they can actually both have a good play with it. And, you know, they still do fight a little bit. They'll be like, oh, you're not being fair. You're not giving me my turn yet. But on the whole, it's become quite a nice bonding experience. And even last night, we were all playing it. So got mum and dad involved, you know, playing it as well. So it was, you know, it was nice. But I thought, I'm not going to have her the whole the whole summer holidays or half term just stuck on the gadgets, you know. You got to get them out interacting. You got to get them out doing stuff. And although my car has been in the garage for... 8 months, I kid you not, I know, it sounds like I'm making it up, but I'm not. It's been there all this time. And finally on Thursday, he was like, oh, it's finally got it working, passed the MOT. I was like, hooray, I can actually go out in the car and do something with the kids. But he says, I'm not back in the garage till Monday now. So I was like, right. So now I've had to get the trains, went up to Braintree Freeport, which was nice. That's nice, as you know, did a bit of shopping up there. But it was hailstones, rain, and everything, other possible weather that you could imagine, apart from, you know, tornado that was there Friday. And then Thursday, we went up to National History Museum and stood in the rain for an hour and a half, queuing up to get in. And bless her, she had a hood on. But even though she had a hood on, still got wet, you know, clothes through. So we were both, like, drenched by the time we got in there. So, yeah, no surprise really that I've woken up today feeling a bit groggy. So that's why I thought I'll play some 70s disco, because that will wake us up and that will make me feel a bit more lively. If I start playing all those sad songs, and I'm just going to be like, I want to go back to bed. But no rest for the wicked. Although I'm not wicked. Anyway, after the few ads, I'm going to be back with some more 70s music. Going to keep that theme going, and I hope you're enjoying it. So, yeah, be back in a few moments.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers, or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity and passion merge.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
The team at St. Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
People not in debt, living crazy, that's the only way.
and that there, of course, the Bee Gees with Night Fever. And I'm just keeping it 70s this morning. I don't know, this wasn't planned. It was a very spontaneous decision, but I'm glad I went with it because I'm enjoying it. I feel like I'm having a bit of a disco vibe over here this morning, waking me up. I hope it's doing the same for you. Hopefully it's putting you in a good mood, reminiscing on the days when you might have been out in your flares and your sequins and having a really good time. just having a little look through today's papers. What's the paper saying today, the Sunday papers? If you've ever had a fine of any sort, which is never nice when you get a fine through the door, I tend to, if I ever got a parking fine, although I haven't had one, of course, in 8 months, because my car hasn't been working, has it? So that's why I've not had any parking fines. you'd want to kind of pay them off straight away, really, because it's just not something you want hanging over you. But apparently, sorry, I've just lost one. I've done the thing again where I've missed my song. Hold on. you'd want to pay them off. But according to the government, it is a case of people have been not paying the fines, and the amount of people that have not been paying the fines are 2/3. So £1 billion worth of fines have actually been given by the court, have not been paid out, which is quite a shocking figure, really. I'm surprised they can get away with it. Ex-Flying Squad officer Pete Kirkham branded the figures outrageous. The retired detective chief inspector said, yet again, the bad guys are getting away with it. For a criminal justice system to work, people must respect it. They must know there will be consequences. But unfortunately, that is not the case. We've also got Naomi Campbell in the papers. She's back on the catwalk, still looking absolutely fabulous. This woman just doesn't age. I mean, she must be well in her 50s at the moment, and she literally looks exactly the same as she did in her 20s. I don't know how she's doing it, and she's not... Don't look like she's actually done work, you know. She's not had all the surgeries and all of that. She's a natural beauty, as are Naomi. In just a few moments, we have got... we've got Kylie Minogue, of course, who looks fabulous as well, 55. Says she's single again, and she's loving it. She says she's lived and learned from her romantic mishaps and feels liberated to be single at 55. Despite having sung about love for almost 40 years, the I Should Be So Lucky star admits her own journey has left her clueless about what will come next. Kylie's set to perform Saturday's Brit Awards as well. She really has had a fabulous career, hasn't she? I was saying that just the other day, actually. You know, from Neighbours, she's really come a long way, hasn't she? Just in a couple of moments, we are going to have the news and the weather, and then Kev's going to be taking over from 10 a.m. until 12, going to be playing some songs from the performers from the open mic night. As I say, that is every Monday, don't forget, the pub. See, don't forget, and never mind forgetting what the name pub is, Essex Arms. How can I forget that? that is coming up next, so do stay tuned. And more 70s music from me coming up in the next hour as well. And we're just going to keep it good vibes, good music, tell you a little bit about what's going on in the world, just fun news, not depressing news. There's enough of that out there, although that is coming up in a couple of minutes. I don't want that to be the only news that you have. I want to just give you a bit of fun entertainment stuff as well, just to keep it, you know, not too stressful on a Sunday morning. We don't need to stress ourselves out. Life's stressful enough every other day of the week. Sunday needs to be the day where you switch off, go out for a nice walk if the weather permitting, enjoy some nature, some fresh air, take it easy, doing your laundry, doing your housework, whatever it is that you're doing on a Sunday, but nothing too strenuous. I think Sunday really should be that kind of day of rest and relaxation if you can manage it. So hopefully I'm putting you in the mood for that rather than adding to any worries that you might have in the rest of the week, because we've all got things that we could be worried about, haven't we? But it's not good to worry too much. So right now we have got the news coming up and the weather that I'll update you with in just a few mo's.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.